Numbers chapter 19. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Numbers chapter 19, verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, "This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord has commanded, saying, speak to the children of Israel, that they bring you a red heifer, without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came yoke." And this chapter will be dealing with the laws of purification. God said the people need to bring Aaron and Moses a red heifer, and this was to be a sin offering. It wouldn't remove the sin itself, but it would remove the contamination of sin, which is what death depicted. Verse 3. And you shall give it to Eleazar the priest, that he may bring it forth outside the camp, and one shall slay it before his face. And Eleazar the priest shall take of its blood with his fingers, and sprinkle of its blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation 7 times. The priest must slaughter the heifer outside the camp. He then sprinkled its blood toward the tabernacle, and this announced that the offering was being made to God. 5. And one shall burn the heifer in its sight, its skin and its flesh and its blood with its dung shall he burn. And the priest shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer. And this was definitely different from the regular sin offering, because in the sin offering, the hide and waste were separated from the meat and the fat. Here the heifer remained completely intact, and every bit of it was burned. And along with it, the priest burnt cedar wood, hyssop, and scarlet wood. Definitely different than your average run-of-the-mill sin offering. 7. Then the priest shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp, and the priest shall be unclean until the evening. And he that burns it shall wash his clothes in water, and bathe his flesh in water, and shall be unclean until the evening. And a man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer, and lay them up outside the camp in a clean place, and it shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel for a water of separation. It is a purification for sin. And he that gathers the ashes of the heifer shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. And it shall be to the children of Israel and to the stranger that sojourns among them for a statute forever. He that touches the dead body of any man shall be unclean 7 days. He shall purify himself with it on the 3rd day, and on the 7th day he shall be clean. But if he purify not himself the 3rd day, then the 7th day he shall not be clean. Whosoever touches the dead body of any man that is dead, and purifies not himself, defiles the tabernacle of the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from Israel, because the water of separation was not sprinkled upon him. He shall be unclean, his uncleanness is yet upon him. The book of Leviticus dealt extensively with ceremonial uncleanness. For example, a person could become unclean through bodily discharges or by touching a dead body. And the ashes of the heifer mixed in water was used in a ritual to make that person clean again. 14. This is the law when a man dies in a tent. All that come into the tent and all that is in the tent shall be unclean 7 days. And every open vessel which has no covering bound upon it is unclean. And whosoever touches one that is slain with a sword in the open fields, or a dead body, or a bone of a man, or a grave, shall be unclean 7 days. And it didn't matter how something died. The thing that contaminated a corpse was death itself. That was the issue. And the ceremonial contamination of death, that is like a spiritually deadly radiation. A person didn't look or feel any different. Nevertheless, it made him unclean. 17. And for an unclean person, they shall take of the ashes of the burned heifer of purification for sin, and running water shall be put thereto in a vessel. And a clean person shall take hyssop, and dip it in the water, and sprinkle it upon the tent, and upon all the vessels, and upon the persons that were there, and upon him that touched a bone, or one slain, or one dead, or a grave. And the clean person shall sprinkle upon the unclean on the third day, and on the seventh day, and on the seventh day he shall purify himself, and wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and shall be clean at evening. But the man that shall be unclean, and shall not purify himself, that soul shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he has defiled the sanctuary of the Lord. The water of separation has not been sprinkled upon him. He is unclean. And it shall be a perpetual statute to them, that he that sprinkles the water of separation shall wash his clothes, and he that touches the water of separation shall be unclean until evening. And whatsoever the unclean person touches shall be unclean, and the soul that touches it shall be unclean until evening. And so an unclean person who refused to take advantage of this cleansing ritual was cut off from the people of God. He could not approach the tabernacle. And that meant he was also excluded from God's mercy and God's blessing, which meant he was in real trouble. And in the same way, failure to repent and receive Christ by faith today causes one to remain cut off from God. The heifer's ashes, which cleansed the people from ritual uncleanness, pictured the blood of Jesus that washes away all our sin. So in order to work, the ritual of cleansing had to be followed according to God's formula. And to wash away our sins today, we have to follow God's formula as well, which is repent and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.